is from the book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 1. We are looking at the book of Jonah. This is my second time. Jonah chapter 1 from our Pew Bibles, page number is 982. I'm going to read whole chapter. It will be a long verses, but I'm going to read whole chapter. Let's pray before we read the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for showing yourself to us through your Word. Without your Word and a Scripture that we have, the Bible, we will not be able to understand you, but thank you so much for that. Now, this is the time that we want to jump into your Scripture. So we ask your presence, would you please send your Spirit so that we maybe understand what you are trying to say to us. And help us to go deep inside of your Scripture so that we will find treasures and eat it and understand it and bring your treasure to the world. So please be with us. We pray your Son in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jonah chapter 1, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarsus from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarsus. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarsus, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord heard a great wind upon the sea, and that there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God, and they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship and had lay down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise and call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give his thought to us that we may not perish. And they said to one another, Come, let us cast the lots that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us. So they cast the lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. And they said to him, Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you? And he said to them, I'm a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made a sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, What is this that you have done? For the man knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, What shall we do to you? The sea may quiet down for us. For the sea grew more and more tempestuous, and he said to them, Pick me up and hurl me into the sea. Then the sea will quiet down for you, for I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous and against them. Therefore, they call out to the Lord, O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleases you. So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceases from its raging. And the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. I hope you remember a TV series called Mission Impossible. It was a popular TV series in the United States that aired on the CBS network from 1996 and 1973. Just to be honest with you, I don't remember this popular TV series. I was not here. Because when the first series started in 1966, I was not born yet. And then I was only 3 years old when the last episode was aired on TV, 1973. Now, there is no clue for me about a TV series, Mission Impossible. Why then I'm talking about it? I know it because about movie that we see. The movie finally came out as a Hollywood action movie in 1996, I believe. Have you ever watched any Mission Impossible movies? It's impossible. Well, I like these Mission Impossible movies personally because they are all about special spies and agents and their unbelievable missions. And whenever I watched these Mission Impossible movies, I thought about like this. Yes, maybe we Christians are special agents in this world. God sent us. We don't have a cool sports car, gears, or fantastic laser gun, or other incredible gadgets you can see inside a building, but we have the Word of God in our hands. And we are God's special agents in this world. Now, in the Old Testament, God usually spoke to His special agent to the world. And we call them the prophets. Now, the prophets were God's special agents in the world at that time because they had to carry on God's special missions to the world. Sometimes impossible tasks. Now, the meaning of the word prophet that we know, we looked at 2 weeks ago, it means a spokesman or speaker in Hebrew language. I looked at it in the dictionary to find out the meaning of the word spokesman in our modern term. According to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, it means a spokesman is a person, this is interesting, a person who speaks as the representative of another or others, often in a professional capacity. Professional capacity. I believe that it is absolutely right. Spokesmen are people who must speak as the representative of others in a professional capacity. What about the prophets? Were they professional spokesmen of God? Yes, they were. Delivering words, God's words to the world in a professional capacity way, that was their duties. The duties of prophets in the Old Testament. When God speaks to them, they had to deliver the word of God to the world. There's no excuse. God always wanted to speak to the world, and a prophet or prophets, they were the channel of God's broadcasting to the world. God speaks to the world through them. That's the concept of the prophets in the Old Testament. Now, we see a little tiny trouble with Jonah. Today's our text begins with a very interesting phrase. It reads like the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Actually, God is speaking to Jonah. I hope you remember that. We always learned about this particular phrase 2 weeks ago. And when I preached, this is a very common expression in the Old Testament that indicate God's direct revelation to the prophets and his people. So by reading Jonah chapter 1 and verse 1, we clearly see that God directly speaks to Jonah. And let's stop here and think about it, carefully think about it. Well, we already talked about the duty of the prophets, delivering God's word to the world in a professional capacity. That is the duty of their job and their duty of prophets in the Old Testament. But in that sense, Jonah was a professional God's spokesperson. He has to go. And what do we expect him to do right now when he hears God's word, when he received the word of God? No matter what, Jonah had to deliver the word of God to the world in his professional capacity. That's what he has to do. That is the life of Jonah because he was a spokesperson, spokesman of God to the world. No excuse, no complaint, no delay, no argument, but only obedience to God's command. But wait a second, Jonah found that there was something wrong with God's word. God said in verse 2, "Go to the great city Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." I'm reading the NIV. And then Jonah thought about that. Go to Nineveh. And he brought a question. Why? It cannot be. Maybe he can say that. Although God directly spoke to him, Jonah was not ready. He was not able to accept God's word at the time. Why? That's simple. In Jonah's mind, it was a nonsense for him to go to Nineveh because Nineveh was the land of his enemy, full of enemies. It's a great city, but all enemies are living there. Suppose if God directly speaks to us today, go to the great city Afghanistan and preach against it because its wickedness has come up before me. Would you like to go there? It's a difficult question. It's a tough question for all of us. Then it must be true for Jonah. It was a very tough question. So, we know that Jonah decided to run away from the Lord. And he headed for Tarsus, which was the exact opposite way from Nineveh. It's interesting. He went down to a city named Joppa, which was approximately 550 miles from Nineveh. It's far away. Now, from Joppa, Jonah took a ship to headed to Tarsus now, which was almost 2,000 miles from Nineveh, about distance from Los Angeles to Chicago. So he was ready to run away. Let's go. And Jonas thought maybe 2,000 miles from Nineveh was enough to escape from God's presence. Maybe he wished God would not speak to him again because so far away. Maybe he thought God will pick another person. When he took a ship, he went below deck and fell into a deep sleep. By reading the text, we know that he tried to close his ears. "I don't want to hear the Lord. I want to go to sleep. Don't talk to me." He just wanted to forget about it. Forget about preaching the gospel. Forget about my enemy. Forget about the word of God. Forget about the Nineveh, great city. Yes, he ignored God's voice completely. He did not want to listen to God's voice. God spoke to Jonah, but Jonah ran away from God. That was the first sin we looked at. When Jonah decided to run away from the word of God, and maybe Jonah expected God will stop talking to him. But God changed his way of speaking to Jonah. That is our text too. How? God spoke to Jonah through the nature. Shortly after Jonah board a ship and get inside and sail to Tarsus, now God sent a great wind. And in our Bible describes in verses 4 and 5, I'm going to read the NIV, such a violent storm arose that a ship threatened to break up, and all the sailors were afraid and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea and lightened the ship. God did not give up speaking to Jonah. We see that. Rather, he began to speak to Jonah through a storm. Have you even been in a boat like when a storm hit you or it came to you? I was. It happened to me when I was in a college and when I went to a summer mission trip with college students in 1992 in South Korea. We were in a small fishing boat, and when great, great, great waves continually hit us, not only were the waves continually knocking us from side to side, but they kept pushing the boat up and dropping down the boat. I was really scared at the time. However, I could not close my eyes because Jenny was next to me. Can you imagine when the wave hit, pushed the boat, and we were lifted so high so that I could see the sea below the boat? It was a really scared moment. You see all the sea down there. But all of a sudden, the boat dropped so quickly, so low, that I could see all the sea above me. There was one thing that I could do. I prayed, God, please help me. Please protect us, save us. Thinking about that scene, did Jonah pray when he met a storm? No. He did not care about the storm. He was sleeping, but I'm sure he heard something. Bang, bang. But he did not care about the storm. Rather, he slept throughout the storm. Did he know that God sent the storm? Yes. Because of he ignored God's command? Yes, I think so. But Jonah did not change his mind. And look at the verse 5. It says, all the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. While the sailors were crying for their own gods, while they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship, and Jonah had gone below, down deck, and fell into a deep sleep. What do you see from his attitude? Isn't that a kind of miracle that we see? Can you do that like Jonah? Can we do that? I mean, God tried to speak to us, and God tried to speak to Jonah through a big, great storm. It's really loud and thunderstorm, and the ship is not stable, moving left and right, up and down. But Jonah totally ignored God. And amazingly, he was so peaceful and fell into sleep. What a brave man Jonah was. Can we do that? Maybe Jonah thought, maybe God will give it up. He will not speak to me again. Then did God give up? No. Our God did not give up Jonah. But one more time, he changed the way of speaking to Jonah. We see from our text. Jonah ran away from the word of God when God directly spoke to him. Jonah ignored the word of God when God spoke to him through the nature and thunderstorm. Now, so God changed. God decided to speak to Jonah Now this time through people. God sent the captain of the boat to wake Jonah up. That's an interesting scene. Look at the verse 6. It reads, the captain went to him and said, this is kind of an emergency right now. How can you sleep? Wake up. Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us and we will not perish. Wake up, wake up, pray. This, how can you sleep right now? Can you notice something here? We have to notice that the Gentile captain was actually preaching to Jonah. Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us and we will not perish. He was preaching to Jonah. He said, get up and call on your God. Preaching and delivering the word of God to Jonah. Reminding Jonah's duty. God used the captain. Yet, since he was not willing to carry on his duty, he was ignoring the captain's word. This is a very awkward moment. How come a Gentile captain came to him and to remind him of praying to God, remembering God's power and mercy? It's kind of awkward moment. But to be honest with you, it is true for all of us. If we ignore the word of God, if we say, I don't care, God surely will use people around us to remind us of God's promise. Surely God will speak to us through people, maybe sometimes non-Christians. Maybe today God is saying to you and me, and come on, are you sleeping right now? Are you really praying for this church, New Hope Church? It's time to pray. Wake up. Listen to God's voice. Do not run away from God's promise, His presence. Did you hear from captain's preaching? When God tried to speak to Jonah through a storm and the captain, amazingly, Jonah didn't feel anything. Jonah must have realized that there was no place to hide from God's word. Jonah had to pray. Jonah had to come to the Lord. I am really sorry that it happened to me. Please forgive my sin. Jonah must have felt that God would never stop speaking to him. So he had to stand up ready to receive the word of God. And it's obvious to us that God will never stop speaking to Jonah and to us. But we see that Jonah was truly a stubborn prophet. God is speaking to him, directly speaking to him, and through the nature and through people. He didn't care. He plugged his ears and closed his eyes and continually ignoring God's voice. Now, Jonah was not answering God's call. The storm became tougher and rougher every moment. Now, not only one person, the captain, but all the sailors began to cry out. See the scene right now. It's not only captain, but all those sailors. They said, come, verse 7, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity. Did you see what's happening here? Now God is speaking to Jonah through all the people in the boat, to wake him up. As they gathered together, they cast lots. Guess what? The lot fell on Jonah. That's not coincidence. And in our text in verse 8 says, I'm reading the ESV at this time. Then they said to him, tell us, whose account this evil has come upon us? Why? The people out there, non-Christians, they are saying to the prophet, the God's person, say, why are these things happening? What is your occupation? What is your occupation? If someone comes to you and asks the same question, I feel, oh no. Where do you come from? What is your country? He's asking a bunch of questions to remind him of, what are you doing here? And of what people are you? Now, there is no way to escape all these questions. Jonah told them that he ran away. I'm running away from the God's presence. As Jonah told them that he ran away from the presence of God, the storm kept getting rougher and tougher, and the sailors tried to save their lives, and it didn't work. There was nothing they could do. If you were Jonah, what would you like to do? I thought about this moment. If I were Jonah, I'm going to ask God, and I will say, I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. And all these things happened to us because of my sin. Now I know that you are speaking to me. I'm ready. Okay, I will go to Nineveh. Please, please save me. Right? That should be my response and maybe your response. Maybe all we can do that. But look at the verse 9. And then he said to them, this is very interesting. He said to them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord. Really? You fear the Lord and you are running away. Now, the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land. Look at the verse 10. The men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, what is this that you have done? For the man knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. And Jonah felt sorry for the sailors, and later on, because all the disaster came to them and him because of his disobedience. Now notice here, he still did not want to go to Nineveh. Because why? He said, please, you know what? There is one solution. Just pick me up, throw me into the water, then you'll be done. He did not pray. He did not repent of his sins. He did not say, God, I'm sorry. Please bring me back to the land. Then I will go. But what he wanted is, I want to die. Since the sea kept getting rougher and tougher, the sailors decided to throw Jonah into the sea. I mean, Jonah must have thought, oh no, what have I done? But he was about to die. From this story, sometimes I see myself. God is speaking to us through so many different channels, from the Bible, from our small group study group meetings, from Sunday worship service, or through people and nature. Does God speak to us? Answer is yes, yes, yes. But we are acting like Jonah. God speaks to us through the nature. God speaks to us through people. God speaks to us through all the circumstances we have. God calls us today. Then what is our answer? What is our response to God's call? Are we acting like Jonah, ignoring God's call and running away from his presence, closing his eyes and plugging his ears? The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning, God chose you. From the beginning, God chose you to be saved through the sacrificing work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. From the beginning. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sitting here today, not because we won. This is God's story. God chose you from the beginning. Now about this text, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16. And Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." In the same way, Jesus is giving us a command. In the same way, let your light shine before man, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Now we learn a spiritual principle from these two texts, 2 Corinthians and Matthew. God specially chose you and me and called you and me to become His representatives to the world, like Jonah. That is the beauty of Jonah. God is reminding us who we are. Now God continually speaks to us. God continually speaks to the world through us. And we are God's channel. We are God's agents. We have to broadcast God's word. We have to share the love of Jesus Christ through our lives. Jonah never responded to God's command. He refused to His word. And he refused so many times. And so he decided to die. "I don't want to do this. Lord, just kill me. I don't care about all these things you are speaking to me. You are speaking to me through natures and people and directly speaking to me. I don't care. I want to die." That's his attitude. But we see sometimes that's our attitude. We are just be quiet, doing nothing. But you know what? God did not give him up. Maybe Jonah thought, "Okay, I'm going to die. Maybe God will stop speaking to me." And verse 17, "And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." What do you see from this verse? God tried to remind him of his love. God's love for Jonah. God's love for people in the world. Also from this verse, we see that God's love for us through Jesus Christ. As Paul says in his letter to the Romans, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Jonah was running away from the Lord. He's not listening to God's word. I'm sure that if God wanted it, he can appoint another person. He can do something other things. But here God showed his love to try to save Jonah. Surely God is speaking to us. God calls us today through the scripture, through his one and only son, Jesus Christ. So do not run away from his word and his command. Don't be discouraged, because we have our Lord Jesus Christ who will give us the strength to share the gospel. We are like Jonas. We are like a contemporary Jonas. But we are not discouraged, because God will not give up. As he gave us his one and only son, he will do everything until we listen to him. remember that we are God's special agents in this world. The people out there, they have to know about God, and they have to know about Jesus Christ. There's nothing impossible if God is with us. There's nothing impossible if Jesus Christ is with us. Listen to what God said to Jonah. Go to the great city Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But we can say, go to the great city of Spokane and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. What do you hear from Jonah's story? Personally, I think this is our job, our call, talking about Jesus Christ. Bring people to right here. There are many empty seats. Bring people right here. Remember, God speaks to us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are like Jonah. I am like Jonah every day. We try to hide from you and run away from your presence. Maybe sometimes you can say, just kill me, Lord. I don't want to do that. But Lord, from Jonah's story, we learn something. You will not give us up. As you sent your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to save us, you will not give it up. So would you please remind us your love and your mercy and grace from Jonah's story, and help us to faithfully share the gospel of Jesus Christ and listen to your command. Help us to follow your steps. We pray your Son in the name of Jesus Christ.